जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा वृंदावन राधा कृष्ण एंड वृंदा देवी एंड नवदीप धाम गौर निताई ऑल आर हियर सो आई एम सो ग्लैड टू कम हियर सो मेनी डिवोटीज हियर आई नो टू ऑल परहैप्स सम आर न्यू अदरवाइज यू हैव मेट मी बिफोर
Where Ramesh lives?
Yeah. He was a young boy when
yes.
we were there.
Yes. He had told that I will come to New York and meet you. And come to New York. And you are inviting me also to teach you.
That's good.
You can see. Oh, you can come more nearer than for come on here.
Yeah.
You can tell something. You stand up so that all will see.
We are also very happy with everything. Vaishnavism is a universal concept.
Yes.
My house, all Vaishnavas are out there. In fact, my house is no good unless Vaishnavas come. There are many wonderful things about my Maharaj. I met him, and I simply asked my godmothers to control him. He also heard in close times.
This is very good country.
Really. connected with an institution, but because they want you to go on in the service of Prabhupada. They are having morning program together, having Bhagavad class and Guru Puja and chanting your rounds and all of this going on simply by the inspiration of Prabhupada, you know, even without any institution. They have their own.
Prabhupada was telling us that actually, if we are alone, we are like one stick that can be broken very easily. But if we as God brothers, without Srila Prabhupada, it's very difficult. But if we bind together like sticks, it's very hard to break a stick. So we bound together and created this temple.
I can just kind of just express one personal feeling. You were talking in the car on the way here. I was thinking how Srila Prabhupada, he desired so much for all of us to have sadhusana, to have association with sadhusana. The whole reason why he created the international society for Krishna consciousness is he said it with himself. Very much shloka by Srila Rupa Goswami, which defines what is sadhusana. And there it says that the sadhusana must be in the same mood as oneself, and also one must be superior to oneself. Sadhusana svato vare. So, a true fact. So we know that wherever we can find Krishna Bhakti in some Vaishnava, that Vaishnava has the power to give that Krishna Bhakti. It's just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Krishna Seto Mar, Krishna Dite Paro, Tomara Shakatiyachi, Amito Kangal, Krishna Krishna Bodhi, Dai Padapachi. The Vaishnava has Krishna, and I want Krishna. So I'm simply running after you shouting, Krishna, Krishna. So I feel personally that Srila Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj, would be very pleased to see me associating with his very close, intimate friend, and in one sense, Sannyas Godbrother. Srila Narayana Maharaj has so many histories that he can tell us all of his associations with Prabhupada, both before he came to America and after. And if there is ever any well-wisher of Prabhupada's institution, Srila Narayana Maharaj, the most kind-hearted well-wisher of Prabhupada's name. So I'm sure that he feels very much at home here with all those devotees and followers. Hare
Krishna. I'm requesting Bhagat Prabhu to speak. He is also a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada and very learned person. I'm very sincere. I feel so much fortunate to have a friendship with him. So he is very special. Where is Madhusudan Prabhu?
And his wife,
Panchambala. Oh, this is senior Vaishnava?
Yes. And Panchambala.
This is Madhusudan Prabhu.
And his wife,
Panchambala. And Panchambala.
Very good.
They are very old disciples of Prabhupada. They came when Prabhupada was first in New York City. He is one of the oldest disciples of Prabhupada.
Very good. Very good.
So
good.
Much service for Prabhupada books, producing them, doing printing, with the printing of Prabhupada's books. Very good. He has so much service.
And more?
And his wife
and his wife Panchambala.
And then yourself, the disciple of Swamiji. See?
Rajendra Nandana Prabhu.
Who is Rajendra Nandana?
He is also from New York.
And his wife.
course, Gopal Vrindapal.
Yeah, Gopal Vrindapal.
Who is Bhajan Dutal?
Gopal Vrindapal.
And in 1972, he and I traveled in one small van all over America, selling Prabhupada's books. And and Paramatma Prabhu, who is sitting here.
Who is Paramatma Prabhu?
Yes. He is disciple of Prabhupada. He went to, when he was 16 years old, he became devotee in 1970. And at that time, he was still in high school, in regular school. So he wore the dhoti and the kurta to school, with shaved head, tilak, everything.
And you know this? That's Shyamaran, Jadurani?
Yes. Everyone knows Shyamarani. She has left her trademark all over the world with her paintings.
And this?
And Vrindavan Vilasi. Everyone here knows Vrindavan
Vilasi. Very good name he has given. And Sita Thakurani?
And Sita
Thakurani.
And Vidyananda Prabhu, who is taking the video.
Oh, Vidyananda Prabhu.
Yes. Vidyananda. Huh?
Vidyananda.
Vidyananda. And of course, Prankishore Prera.
Yes.
Tirtha Prada. Tirtha Pada.
Shanmar.
Shanmar's not. Tirtha Prada's disciple of Prabhupada. Who else? Who else?
Oh, he.
And Krishna Dasi, who is sitting here. This is Krishna Dasi.
Where?
He was first initiated by Prabhupada and second initiated by Srila Sridhar Maharaj.
Oh, yes. Very good. I'm so glad to know all.
And of course, Ram Vijay Prabhu, he was first initiated by Prabhupada.
Oh, he is also initiated
first,
by?
First initiation.
And second Harinam. By another.
Yes.
Oh, then you are senior Vaishnava. Yes, I thought that. You are so lucky.
Oh, you're his wife.
Oh, hi. This, and there is one very important lady in this room.
Who?
She is the wife of Nirguna.
The lady of the house.
Oh,
the
where is she?
Nilachala. She is Prabhupada's disciple also.
Anandini. And Anandini Devi?
Anandini Devi.
Anandini. Anandini. She's all Prabhupada's disciple also.
Oh. I'm so lucky to meet you all.
Then Gopanandini.
Since Srila Prabhupada left in 1977, it's been rather difficult. And I was in Los Angeles for 17 years. I left in 1989 because it was becoming extremely difficult without Srila Prabhupada. And I could feel myself going down. I had put on white when Prabhupada left as a dedication to him. I just wanted to dedicate my life to him. But it was difficult. So I thought Vrindavan would be the answer. But after a year in Vrindavan, it wasn't the answer. Although I met Srila Narayamara in 1989, I don't know if he remembers, but I remember, at Dowji. I didn't quite, wasn't able to associate the way I wanted to due to the pressure from my peers. But then after a year in Vrindavan, I could still feel myself going down in my service to Srila Prabhupada, my enthusiasm. I was very depressed. So I remembered Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. And I thought, well, I've heard Srila Narayana Maharaj is a sadhu. And I feel it. And I don't care what anyone says. I'm desperate. I have to save myself. Prabhupada says, save yourself first. So I started seeing him. And ever since then, I just feel that my service and my devotion, everything for Srila Prabhupada, has become deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm just so grateful. I feel so happy to be in all your association again after so many years. Actually, Prabhupada's movement was so much built by all these devotees of distributing books, publishing books, opening temples, worshipping the deities. I thought I might share with you Srila Narayan Maharaj's relationship with Srila Prabhupada just for a moment or two. We're speaking about all the different senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada. But of all the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, the most senior disciple is Srila Narayan Maharaj. He met Srila Prabhupada in 1946, when most of us weren't even born. And from that very moment, he began serving Prabhupada in so many ways. He went with Prabhupada to different places to preach. He helped Prabhupada begin the Jhansi Temple. He went with Prabhupada to Delhi, Calcutta, and so many places he preached with Srila Prabhupada. Then in the 50s, in the late 50s, he was the original person to inspire Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas. And we know that Prabhupada is a Nityasthita devotee, but by Leela, he was playing the part of a householder, and he was reluctant. So Srila Narayan Maharaj told his Diksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, that unless you ask Prabhupada, unless you ask Abhay Charana, he won't take. So when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj requested Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada decided to take sannyas from him. And we all know that lecture that Prabhupada gave in 1968 in October, when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, Srila Narayan Maharaj's Diksha Guru, left this world. Prabhupada gave a speech that now this god brother has gone to Krishna Loka, and my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, has spoken to me through this god brother, and Prabhupada composed a verse to him, by Raga Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaya Apayana Mam Anadiksham Anadam Prapandu Diyat Paraduka Dukhi Shukesha Bhakti Pragyana Mama. That this god brother, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, was an ocean of mercy and very kind to the fallen souls like myself. And he forced me to drink the nectar of bhakti enriched with renunciation. It means he forced me to take sannyas, being the representative of my Guru Maharaj. And so I offer him my prostrated obeisances. So at that initiation...
And he sent for me.
He sent the letter to Srila Narayan Maharaj, a condolence letter, with signatures of all Prabhupada's disciples who were there in Seattle.
And I read it in my council when Dira also was there. Mm-hmm.
And at that sannyas ceremony, Srila Narayan Maharaj performed the ceremony. He was already sannyas. He made Prabhupada's danda, also made Prabhupada's sannyas cloth, taught him how to wear it. And then Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj encouraged Prabhupada to come to the West. So actually this is, we feel, a conspiracy from the three of them, or four of them, in the spiritual world, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Narayan Maharaj, that they arranged for Prabhupada to take sannyas, come to the West, and Prabhupada came to the West and developed so many seeds and sprouts and beautiful plants of bhakti and created a platform. And now Srila Narayan Maharaj has come, as he said, for three reasons. Number one, to go to all the holy places where Srila Prabhupada established temples and take the dust from Prabhupada's head, Prabhupada's feet, and put it on his own head. And then second, to bathe himself in the dust of Prabhupada's feet to give him energy to continue Prabhupada's mission. And three, to re-energize and give empowerment to all of Srila Prabhupada's followers who've been neglected or mistreated or somehow or other feel not completely connected. So we're so unlimitedly fortunate to have him here now to give us that spiritual energy and that illumination of Srila Prabhupada. We all know that everything is in Srila Prabhupada's books, but sometimes we can't see what Prabhupada had destined for us. Sometimes I think of the example of a savings bond, that the parents have a savings bond. You know about that? The savings, when the child is very young, the parent puts money in the bank, and he says, when you reach adulthood, 21, then this savings bond will mature, and you'll get all this rich money. So now it's 20 years later, and Srila Prabhupada is giving us this saving bond in the form of Srila Narayan Maharaj to illuminate and put the light on Srila Prabhupada so we can see what he really wanted to give us and to give us through. He said he's taking the water. Prabhupada is giving him the water to water all of our seeds and plants and sprouts so that we can see Prabhupada fully.
Go to
I went to Holland, England, and I then came to America. I went to Houston. After that, I came to Los Angeles, and from there, we are coming here. I saw Swamiji in Holland and was greeting him and welcoming him. I was glad to see him. I was moved. In England I went. He was not so happy. He was half happy and half unhappy. He was happy that I have come, because he has told me to come. And he was a very renowned and realized Parikar of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So seeing me that I have served something to him, with my whole heart, absolutely. So he began so happy. But he saw towards their disciples in country and he became something. When I came to Houston and lost him. He was there, but I saw that his head was like this. Something I saw that he is ashamed there. That this is the honor like here. All other Hindu community from all over India and all other general devotees were so much happy to see him. But by some cause, Swamiji could not be happy by their devotees. Especially, I went in Los Angeles temple to take the pig dust off. But it was very difficult to do. But anyhow, he was so much pleased. And he gave some inspiration through pure devotee like Buddha Prabhu and all others. I went there. But he was not fully there, Aisha, in the temple. Perhaps he has gone to the garden behind temple. I saw that here he met me and he welcomed me and embraced me. But temple, he wanted to do so, but it was very difficult for him. And he became calm and silent. I did parikrama. And it seemed that he was waiting something. His face was some sad. I bow down and took the dust. And weeping heart I took. But when here I came, I saw that he is happy so much here. So much happy. Oh, he is telling that I am here. I am half there, not half not. But here I am. Fully I am here. Because the disciples are in all devotees are so liberal minded, honoring all the Vaishnavas. So I think that Krishna never lives in only temples where he sees that my devotees are not honored. Because it has written in Srimad Bhagavatam anyway. Those who only worship deities, they are Kanishka Vaishnava. They cannot honor any Vaishnava. Uttam Adhikari, so high level. Madhyam Adhikari is in the middle. He serves all the devotees like Krishna. But Uttam Mahabhagavat, they serve devotees more than Krishna. Like Yashoda, Narada comes and he takes the dust of Narada, any Brahmin, and gets it to the head of Krishna. So Krishna is not their superior. Vaishnava Raja. So if you want to serve Vaishnavas, then we are serving Gurudev. If you are not honoring Vaishnavas, then you are dishonoring Gurudev. This is the way. So I think that Swamiji is so happy here and he is solely here and fully here in Bangalore. I am glad to know and to see your honor for me, though I am not an honorable person. I am also in Kanishka Vaishnava. But yet, I am so glad to be among you. I am like you all others, like friends. And I want that we should all together serve Swamiji and Radha Krishna. We should give a scope to all others persons, those no taste in Krishna consciousness, we should also try meeting all devotees without caste and creed that he is of Sridhar Maharaj, he is of Madhav Maharaj, all are same. Bhakti Vedanta Swami is one of the very forward and powerful among Prabhupada Sishya, like our Gurudev. Only for maintaining life they were separated. Not for any reason. Not for quarreling. Not for anything. We know that Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur established Gauriya Math. And after his going, passing away from this world, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj established Krishna consciousness in icon. I think that Swamiji has not left Prabhupada mission. This was a branch only in Western countries or anywhere. Not the fact that he has no faith in Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and his mission. But only for preaching here and there, he has established ISKCON. So ISKCON is not rather than the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are all in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should know, and we should try to honor all who are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. We are now in the family of Siddhar Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But our Gurudev, Siddhar Saraswati Thakur, or Swamiji have not told anywhere that you should dishonor any. So you should try to honor as you have honored me, whether I am not a very good devotee, but you have honored me. I think that this honor should be given in the lotus feet of Swamiji and Guru. Not due to my any quality, but it is an honor for him that I have searched a little. I am in the line, so I am getting all these things in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and in the lotus feet of Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. He should be pleased and he should give some
mercy,
and also then those who are doing so, because by this actually is not happy. So he should be mercy to Muthihar, to them
inspiration,
inspire, that they should be also so generous like you are. He came to West with a very open heart. Not like a sampradaya anyone has to sectarian. So he was not sectarian. Any Vaishnava cannot be sectarian. Those who are sectarian and they think that they are Vaishnava, actually they are not Vaishnava. First thing, first quality should be that they should be not this. What?
Sectarian.
They should be open minded. So I am so pleased. I think that I will have to live here for
4 days.
4 nights. You should make any programs and you should follow and do Harikatha Kirtan and everything. I will follow what you arrange and manage. So, today I will have to take some rest. So you should do one kirtan and then we will finish today. And you should tell the program, what is program you are going to make. And you should do. You want to speak something?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.